Turn off the water now when I brush my teeth.
You have to conserve. It's terrible.
The Browser with Jay McFarland and Amy Iverson on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
This is The Browser. My name is Jay McFarland, and I'm here with Amy Iverson. If you're somebody that loves to travel or wants to travel, but you just can't afford it, what about traveling the world for 11 months for $418? Is it really possible?
You will not believe how this guy worked the system.
I don't believe it.
And then coming up, there is a real-life Da Vinci Code unfolding in Italy. Secret symbols hidden in a painting, and it is fascinating. I'm going to bring that up on the Browser mashup.
I knew all that stuff was real from Da Vinci Code. I believed all of it.
Although symbologists are not real, yeah. We found out.
Yeah, we will tell you about that coming up. I saw the story on Gizmodo.com, and the headline had me instantly, how to travel around the world for $418.
Yeah, I am a travel nut, and so listen to this. 35,000 miles, visiting 4 continents, 9 countries, and 15 cities for $418. Dollars.
What's the catch?
I don't know. We're going to ask him. This is Steve Cam. He is the nerd in chief of nerdfitness.com. Thanks for joining us, Steve.
Hey, guys. Thanks so much for having me. I'm not going to lie. I'm a little nervous. This is my first ever radio interview, so go easy on me.
Well, welcome. How did you pull this off, Steve?
It's a combination of hard work, reading the fine print, and then a lot of man hours of poring over a couple key internet sites. But what happened was, about a year ago, I started getting into this whole concept of travel hacking. And travel hacking is where you kind of use various things in the internet, whether it's credit card deals or special promotions, to rack up a ridiculous amount of airline miles without ever having to actually fly. So within a year, I've racked up over, I think it was like 325,000 airline miles.
Can you give us an example of some travel hacking you did?
Sure. The most recent one was a Visa American Airlines credit card. As they actually just increased the amount you have to spend. But as of 2 months ago, all you had to sign up for this credit card. And if you spent a total of $1,500 over the course of 6 months, just $1,500, not $1,500 a month, but $1,500 total, they gave you 75,000 American airline miles. Now, what I did is actually I signed up for one of those cards, and then I also signed up one, you know, a Visa and then an American Express, and put everything that I had on it, you know, as far as food and gas and, you know, car payments, et cetera, so that it wasn't, you know, I didn't have to spend anything outside of what I would normally spend to hit those bonuses. And, you know, with those two cards, I racked up 150,000 American airline miles, which was actually more miles than I needed to create this trip that is currently taking over the internet.
Yeah, because, Steve, what I found in the past when I've tried to do these frequent flyer things is I don't use them. And they expire, or it's the biggest pain. And so you were saying that you had to read a lot of the small print. You also credit a website, FlyerTalk.com. They helped you through with this?
Oh, absolutely. FlyerTalk is like the travel hacking mecca of the internet. There are people on there that pretty much do what I do, but they do it on a daily basis on a far grander scale and find even crazier deals and are more than willing to help anybody out. So initially I started posting on there a couple months back and said, hey, I have this idea for a trip. These are the places I'd like to go. And, you know, within minutes, I had 4 responses from people saying, hey, that's a great trip, but you can't go to this place or that place due to, you know, this loophole or that loophole. However, if you go here instead and increase your mileage to this, then you can add, you know, this leg of the trip. So it was a little intimidating at first, but, you know, within a couple of weeks and a lot of their help, I put this trip together. I initially, As of 3 weeks ago, I was initially planning just to go to Australia and figure the rest out. But after discovering this, you know, around the world type ticket and working with this the guys on Flyer Talk, it's turned into something far greater and more ridiculous than I ever could have imagined. And I'm nervous, I'm scared, but I'm also really excited about it.
Now, the $418, is that just what you spend on airfare, or is that what you plan on spending the entire time? Because I'm looking at kind of what you're going to be doing. You're skydiving in New Zealand, scuba diving the Great Barrier Reef, you know, all of these amazing things. Is the $418 just the flights or everything?
Yes, ma'am. It's just the flights. Essentially, you know, when you fly to each of these airports, there are certain fees and taxes associated with your individual flights. So for me to fly, and, you know, I'm taking 15 flights across 15 countries, or I'm sorry, 15 cities and 9 countries, the total amount of my taxes and fees was $398, and then it was an additional $20 fee for me to book this whole thing over the phone, which is really the only way you can do it, because I'll be you know, although I'm using American Airline points, they're part of an alliance that, you know, so I'll be flying on Qantas Air to Australia and then Cathay Pacific to Southeast Asia, and then later on in the year I'll be flying on Iberian Air to get me over to Dublin and Madrid. So that $418 is just for the flight itself. How I plan on affording everything else is I'm actually, as I'm talking to you, yesterday was my last day in my apartment in Atlanta. I'm currently halfway between Atlanta and Richmond, Virginia, and I'll be heading home to Massachusetts, where I'm going to be selling my car. I won't have any rent anywhere here, so saving all the money I've had over the past year to, you know, travel cheaply and use the rest of the money to afford to do those other crazy things that are going to be expensive, like scuba diving and skydiving and such.
Well, and just to be clear, to get this travel, you really didn't spend anything else above and beyond the $418. For example,
no.
Like you said, you used the credit cards to just pay your normal expenses, and then you just paid off the credit cards.
Absolutely. And the thing is, with these cards, they give you the first year free. So generally, there's a $75 or $80, you know, fee associated with you having the card on an annual basis. However, they generally waive that for the first year, so there's no fee associated with that. And then generally what you can do, and this is, you know, this depends on everybody's individual case, but after 11 months or so, you can, you know, you can call the credit card company and say you'd either like to cancel your card, which, you know, can give you a couple points hit off your credit, or you can ask them to switch you to a card that has no annual fee, and then you can keep the card, or you can decide to pay the extra, you know, $80 and keep it for an additional year if you want. So I honestly, I did not spend an extra dollar over anything I would have spent. You know, if you put every single thing you have on a credit card and pay it off in full each month, I carry zero credit card debt. I have a credit score between, you know, 700 and 800, somewhere right in the middle. And I didn't spend an extra dime on anything that I would have bought otherwise. I just used my credit card to pay it to hit those bonuses.
Now, Steve, you're going to be basically blogging about your entire trip throughout the year because you leave in January, right?
Correct. My first stop is actually I'm going on a music cruise called the Rock Boat in early January. It's a company I used to work for. I'm going as a guest on that, first time ever. And then after that, I head out to Los Angeles. And then from there, my first flight out of the country will be to Sydney, Australia.
So where can people follow you if they want to?
Sure. I'm actually going to be writing about all of this stuff at nerdfitness.com. It's a website I've been running for 2 years now. I've been blogging over there, like I said, for 2 years. And the most recent thing I've added to it was kind of my bucket list, and I turned it in, I called, instead of just a normal bucket list, I called it my epic quest of awesome to make it sound a little bit more nerdy to fit in with my niche. So that's where I have all of these things like skydiving and going to the Great Wall of China and, you know, visiting, running with the Bulls in Spain and visiting the Eiffel Tower in Paris.
Are you going to have a cell phone? Could we love to check in with you on the way.
You know, what I'll have to do is actually I can, I probably won't have a cell phone, but I will have Skype set up and I can use that to make US-based calls. So I'd love to call and check in with you guys, especially after doing some of the things that really scare me. Like I'm terrified of skydiving and, that's why I'm kind of forcing myself to do a lot of things that really scare me because I feel like it's going to be good for me in the long run.
Yes, well, it will. And can I come?
Yeah.
All right. Thanks so much.
A really big suitcase.
Okay. This is Steve Kamm. He is the nerd in chief, is what he likes to be called, of nerdfitness.com. I think it would be fascinating to follow him. He's living my dream, really.
I don't know, though. You live your bucket life so early, your bucket list so early in life. What's left?
Oh,
come
when
on.
You start traveling, all it does is make you want to travel
well,
more.
Well, something tells me this is going to turn into a full-fledged career for him because he's now an expert. He now can advise other people as he's been advised. And I just have to wonder if with all of the people taking advantage of this, are we going to see some of these perks and benefits go away?
Probably not, because there's so many people like me who let them go to waste.
Yeah, you don't use your miles?
No.
Amy.
I know, so I don't do that anymore. I'm cash only.
All right, when we come back, a real life Da Vinci Code? This is a new discovery that's going to...